Torah Way, Northwest London, Wednesday, Hey Menachem Av, 14th of July, Rabbi Benji Morgan Shlita, 9 days, rebuilding against the odds, ?
So good morning everyone. I just want to first of all thank, I don't always have an opportunity to do this, I just want to thank all the organisers and especially Dudi and everyone's involved in making this a reality. And also a special thank you for giving me the experience this morning of the 9 days. We very much feel a lot of times during the 9 days that, you know, we're banging on the door and Hashem's not answering the feeling of, He's not answering our tefillahs. We're here year after year, Tisha B'Av, come on, like how many more times are we going to go through this? We're banging. We know that the tefillahs of Tanoikos are very strong. And this morning here in Oil Moshe, I got that experience where I was banging on the door at 8:29, trying to get in, 8:30, 8:31. No one answered, as you said, Karossi Ve'enoina. And then from across the road, there was a child who just screamed out to me, whatever the thing is, and then I managed to get in. So you see how you could experience that. The truth is that in terms of Tisha B'Av and the 9 days, there is a sugya which needs to be understood, which is, what is the Avodas Hayom? And what is the Avodah of these 9 days, which in reality, many of us, and many of our children for sure, and maybe we can include ourselves in this, struggle to connect. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we understand, we're in shul, just the, even the tears of Tisha B'Av are sometimes hard to connect to. And especially given the fact that it seems like the odds are stacked against us. Here in this country, you know, that people held on, and we saw this during the 9 days, people held on to a dream and a vision of something they could only hope for and had never seen, many of them, in their lifetime. That feeling of coming home, that feeling of Yerushalayim HaBanuya, the feeling of hoping and dreaming, you know, for 2,000 years of waiting. But it was a hope and a dream against the odds, and for us it seems even greater odds against us. It happens to be that this year, Motzei Shabbos is when Tisha B'Av comes in, and I want to kind of discover and look at, first of all, the halachas of that, Havdalah, and also the significance of that in terms of what does it mean, that what is the energy that we're tapping into, what are the kichas that we're supposed to be tapping into during this time of Tisha B'Av coming in through Motzei Shabbos, Shabbos and then Motzei Shabbos. And perhaps part of that is also to look at, it's very interesting, in recent years, and I saw even in the JLE during lockdown, and even in greater, there's been Hisoyerus for Shabbos, and very interesting to see how even globally, Havdalah has become a thing that people are very much, used to be a Yibet Havdalah, like people now, it's become a whole Cheftza in and of its own, a whole experience in and of its own. And is there anything there that we can tap into that we're supposed to learn from, or that is significant as we bring the Geulah? So perhaps we should start off by just looking at the actual halachas and the inyan of trying to understand the inyan a little bit about what we're supposed to do on Motzei Shabbos, because I think that will maybe perhaps lead us into a greater understanding of the whole inyan itself. So Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, will already have started the tainis, and there's machlokes rishonim if during that time, if bechlal, when Tisha B'Av starts on the Motzei Shabbos, Bechlal, if we have a Chiyuv of Havdalah. The Ramban in Teres HaAdam, the Rashba in Shuvos, Chedek Aleph, Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, the Ritva in Sukkah, in both Sukkah and Tainis, they all say that you're not Mechiyuv with making Havdalah, which means that although we know that, we'll come to that, we know that we come on Sunday night and we make Havdalah, Rav Rishonim hold that you don't make Havdalah this Motzei Tisha B'Av. For the Maisa, we paskin like the Bahag, the Rosh, and the Tor, that you are chayav to make Havdalah Motzei Tisha B'Av. And the Maisa, that's the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tov Kuf Nun Vav explains that we have the chayav, and that's how we paskin. Now the question is, why? What is this machlekas? What is the, on the one hand, you should make Havdalah, on the other hand, you should make Havdalah, what is the tut stodim here? So perhaps the pshat is, that there's two ways. We know that if someone misses Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, they can make until Tuesday night. There's two ways you could understand that opportunity that we have to make Havdalah until Tuesday night. Is the pshat that the Chiyuv Havdalah starts from the minute Shabbos ends, And it goes on until the Zman Havdalah is until Tuesday night. That's one way you could understand it. Or do we say no? The Chiyav Havdalah is on Mitzvah Shabbos. If you miss it, you have Tashlumin until Tuesday night. And perhaps these are the two tzadim in the Rishonim as to whether you're Mechiyav after Tisha B'Av, because on Mitzvah Shabbos this year, as Tisha B'Av comes in, you cannot make Havdalah. So on the one hand, if it, we say like the first ad, the Chiyav Zman is so as soon as you can, so on Sunday night you do. But if you say the Pshat is that no, it's a Din Tashlumin, then you're paying back for something that you missed. That if you missed it on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av because you weren't Mechiyav to, you couldn't, therefore there is no Chiyav Tashlumin afterwards. Perhaps that's the Pshat. And the Maisi is Yeduah, the Machlokes Rishonim that we find in the Rosh, in Brochus, Reish Perek Gimel. If someone becomes an Einan on Mitzvah Shabbos, what is the Din? And we actually paskin also in that case, which would be lechir the same thing in Yeridah Simon Shimem Aleph. We paskin that you make Havdalah after the Kavura, even if the Kavura is the following day. So that's lechir the how we go to Shitosenu to paskin like the Rosh. However, if you would learn that it's a din tashlumin, then if you were pot at the time of when you mechiyuv, then you wouldn't have the chiyuv tashlumin on that. Now it's interesting. This year, last year, we've had situations where people have been told not to fast. Always on Tisha B'Av, there are people which are chaylim, but also, especially during a pandemic, then there are people which are actually healthy. They don't have a din chayla. There's someone who told me that he has a din chayla because he takes medication, although it would be healthy for him to fast. He has a din of a chayla because he takes medication every day, even on Shabbos. How can he take medication on Shabbos? Teretz is that he's a chayla. So in Mela, he's potter from fasting, even though fasting wouldn't actually hurt him, because technically, halachically, he's got a din chayla. Chayla is not mechuyav to fast. But what about during the pandemic? I know the pandemic finished by us a bit earlier than the rest of the world, but Lamaisa, we know that at some point, that this year, there are people which it's dangerous for them, or if they would get COVID or anything else. Does that give you a din of a chayla? And also, what should a chayla do legabe havdalah? So it's going to be negir this year. The ma'aser there's machlokas again, and it's brought in the Panini Kilas Yaakov Chilik Beis. The ma'aser, the maskana of the achronim is that a chayla on Tisha B'Av on Mitzvah Shabbos this year needs to make havdalah. The question is, what should you make havdalah on? So the Maisa, we know that by Shabbos Chazon already, the Paskin, that if you have Chamar Medina, you can make it on that. If you don't have Chamar Medina, you can give it to a Tinoik to be able to drink. And what happens if you don't have Chamar Medina or a Tinoik? Then, there are those that are matter to make on grape juice. The Kafar Chaim in Siman Tovkuf Nembov brings this, and he says that the Maisa, the Halacha is that you're better off on Tisha B'Av not making, if you don't have any of those three, you're better off not making Havdalah and making it on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av.
Sorry?
If he says that you're better off not making Havdalah at all and being simich on the Rishonim that we brought at the beginning, the Ritva and the Ramban, that say anyway you're not Mechiyuv and it's got a Din Tashlumin, and therefore because you weren't Mechiyuv at the time, so therefore that means Be'etzim, the way that the Kafar Chaim is learning is that it's not a din of tashlumin at all. Navos, if you want that the chiyuv on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av is that you're not mechiyuv at all, and therefore the chayla who is unable to get hold of chamar medina, the chayla is unable to get hold of a tinoik, then he can be simich on those shittas that say that on Mitzvah Tisha B'Av you're not mechiyuv to make havdalah at all. The shayla is, what about the chiyuv havdalah? We know that the chiyuv havdalah is to make it to drink.
What's the chayla different from
everybody else
about Mitzad? Everybody else can achieve to make Havdalah Mitzad.
No, that was the machlokes, because we brought the beginning of the Shia.
I heard that was on the floor.
That was the machlokes. There's machlokes whether everyone is Bichlal, Rav Rishonim hold, we paskin that you are. But I might say, Rav Rishonim say that your Mitzvah Tisha B'Av, if Tisha B'Av falls on a Mitzvah Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah at all on Sunday night. You don't make it at all. You make Havdalah with Tfilah. We're talking about the... Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. The shayla of saying Baruch Hamav to Mekadesh Chol, that's not the shayla. The shayla is
making on a
Avdol Alakos. Yeah. So the Maaseh, the shayla is like this. What about, we know there's a chiyuv of the Mishnah Berurah brings down Reish Sadi Vav, Siv Kadu Chav Gimel, Shem Eli Rabba, that you need to drink from the Kos of Avdolah, Kamalei Lugmav. The shayla is, what about a chayla? A chayla, let's say during a pandemic, or someone who is taka a chayla, and maybe we'll see this taka nafkamina, what are you supposed to do about drinking Kamalei Lugmav? We know on Yom Kippur, if someone needs to eat, ideally they eat with shurim. What about on Tisha B'Av? So this too is also machlekas. The Bi'aloch in Simon Tovkuf Mem Dalet Siv Vav brings B'Shem Pisra'elam that on a chela on Tisha B'Av should sheyechal pochis mikazayis b'chadei achilas pras. But the Maaseh Aruch HaShulchan, he says that faket, that the halacha is shlo yisani yesa midai ba'achilosay, which is the Maaseh how we paskin and how the minhag ha'olam is, that on Tisha B'Av if someone needs to eat, then they should eat minimum, but they're allowed to have. So there's no issue in terms of Maloy Lugmav. At the Maaseh, we see that there's many different shittas in this, and there's actually a machlekas, and I saw brought down from the Tzemach Tzedek, he brings from the Sharm Biluim Simon Ches, Siv Tes, that there's a difference over here between if it's a pandemic or if it's a chayla. Very interesting. That he says, if it's a chayla, then the chayla can eat. On Tisha B'Av, he should eat. But if you're eating because there's a chayli ra, and you're just scared that if your immune system goes down by not eating, then you're better off having less than a kazayis, with like shurim, like you would eat on Yom Kippur. In which case, when it comes to Havdalah, he won't be able to have Kamloi Lugmov, in which case he has to be simuch on the das of Rishonim not to be able to make Havdalah. Now what about a child, someone under Bar Bas Mitzvah, that is now not fasting? Should they make Havdalah? And if they don't make Havdalah, can they eat before Havdalah? Now when it comes to the whole shayla of Chinuch and Osi LeMisrach, it's very important for us to know that Chinuch is not about, we all know that Chinuch, even the way we mechanach our children, is not about what they do today, but rather where will they be tomorrow. I heard actually from Rav Zimlin that he said in his shul in Muncie, there was a three-year-old who was once sitting on the Rav's seat. Not just them sitting on the rough seat at the front of the shul, but just before Kol Nidre. So the entire shul is bedecked in white, it's beautiful, and the child is sitting there at the front, and his father's trying to pull, the rov's about to walk in, he's walking up the aisle, and the father's red in the face, pulling his child, and he said to him, you can't sit in the rov's, it's 3-year-old, he says, you can't sit in the rov's shul, in the rov's seat. And he's telling him off, and the rov said to him, came to the thing, he said, no, leave him, let him sit, he's... He said, what about chinuch? You know, chinuch to sit in the rov seat? He said to him, do you think that when he's 5 years old, he's 7 years old, he's 9 years old, he's going to want to sit there? There's no chi of chinuch. If he's going to grow out of it, for when he's 3, he doesn't sit there. When he's 3, he's sitting there. When he's 7 or 9, he's not going to sit there. You don't let him sit there. He doesn't even realize where he is.
Maybe it's good chinuch that maybe one day he should become a rov and sit in the seat.
Maybe that's what he was trying to say. The Maaseh, the Shaida here, when it comes to the Chiyuv of Havdalah, there's two ways, it's all with that lens, but there's two ways you can look at it. On the one hand, you say, listen, we need to teach our children that we don't eat before Havdalah, and therefore they should make Havdalah. The other tzad here, the other tzad is, the Shra Gemir brings another tzad, is that it's not Shai Chinuch in this world. Why? In this case, because the Maaseh, because it's Tisha B'Av, when he's older, he'll be fasting on Tisha B'Av, so therefore you're never going to have an issue of him eating. You'll understand the context. Really, the question is how much credence do we give to the children to understand the context of when you're allowing them or not? And in that case, the Shra Gemir says that actually you're allowed to, that you're somech on the Ramban and the Rav Rishonim. So coming back to Havdalah itself, there's something brought down from someone who was there, that saw this brought down from Ruki Vega, that on Shibos of Atamos, he came into his Kehillah, and he asked this question that we asked, which is, why is it that we're still here? Why is it that we're still here? Why is it that we are still in Golos so many hundreds, thousands of years that we're still sitting here? And he quotes the Pasuk in Eicha, Yoshua Bagoyim Leimotza Manoyach. Perikad of Pasuk Gimel, Yoshua Bagoyim Leimotza Manoyach. And he said, what? It's a stira.
Yoshva Bagoy means a yeshiva. We understand the word yeshiva is that you are settled amongst the nations. Yoshva Bagoyim, you're settled. Lo Motzavarech is that you're not settled. So what are you? Are you Yoshva Bagoyim? I understand if you wouldn't use the word Yoshva, says Rav Kvega, but if you use the word Yoshva, Yoshva means that you're settled. So why? What is the Pshat Lo Motzavarech? Says Rav Kvega, a very powerful idea. He says that Yoshva Bagoyim, the Pshat is that we have become identified with a Yeshiva Bagoyim. And it's that very Yeshiva Bagoyim, that very identification with the culture and the whole host country of where we are, that has caused us to in turn be Lo Motza Monayach. With a Goyim in Germany, my grandmother came from Vienna, she said that it was the people that were more trying to be like the Austrians, the Germans, that were the most hated. We think, in the outside world at least, the secular Jews think that the more that they act or look like the Goyim, the more that they will be. No, Cedric Vega, Yoshua Goyim, Lo Motza Monayach. The whole idea of how we are going to find Manoach is not to identify with the Goyim. Rav Shimshon Pinkus, I heard from him once, he asked this question, he said, what is it? He says, if you look at the Talisim, if you look at the Mezuzos, if you look at the Tefillin, if you look at the Kashrus, all of those are more Mahuda today than they ever were before. If you look at the amount of people who are learning in Kollel, the amount of yeshiva light that we have, the amount of Torah that's being learned, it's always been more than before. Every year on a graph, it goes up. You know, the type of Avraham Minim that we shake are only better and greater and more mahudah than the ones that our great-great-grandparents had. So with all this diktuk ha-mitzvahs and all this tefillah and all this Torah, where are we going wrong? What more do we need to do? So Rav Shimshon Pinkus quoted the Rashi in the Gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Rashi there is very interesting. We always understood this, the story of when it came to Shammai, it said, Torah b'havtel reicha kamaicha. So we always understand v'ahavta reicha kamecha to mean like the second pshat in Rashi. The second pshat in Rashi of v'ahavta reicha kamecha is v'ahavta l'reicha kamecha, my desani aloch, for your reicha, for your friend. The first pshat in Rashi, you have a look, Rashi Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph Shabbos says, reicha is the Rabbeinu Shleilam. V'ahavta l'reicha kamecha means that you've got to have a relationship and a love with reicha, with the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Which means that when we're faced with an asoyan, or we're faced with a mitzvah, include the Rebbeinu Shleilam in it. Live with that relationship. Say, Rebbeinu Shleilam, I'm not looking at this. This is for you. The Maisa, Tisha B'Av is known. We know it's Tisha B'Av is a moed. What is the idea of a moed? A moed is a time of meeting. Ayel moed is a time of meeting the Rebbeinu Shleilam. How is it that we feel this, that we touch the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that we meet the Rebbeinu Shleilam? So I have a friend who runs in America one of the biggest relationship seminars that are being run for From Yidden. And he told me a very interesting thing. I asked him, Reuven, what is it that, when is it that you know that someone in your relationship seminar is really having a breakthrough? And he said it's that the point of where they get emotional when they break down. That's usually the turning point for them. They come to the relationship seminar because they feel like something needs to change in their Shalom Bayis. But sometimes they're being forced, they're being told to come from whoever it is that's telling them that you need to go for this course, you need to go for this through this system. He says when they cry about what they don't have, that's the turning point. That is what actually brings the closeness. You see, what Havdalah is not Hafrada. The secret of Tisha B'Av, the secret of the darkness of this day, is really the Ur of the Geula itself. Hafrada is how we start off Shabbos. We come from a Nifradika week where we have Shomer V'Zocher, we have two candles, and they're completely separate. Two separate candles, two separate ideas. We don't see oneness in Shomer V'Zocher. Yes, we're told as we come in Shabbos, Shomer V'Zocher V'Dibre Echad, we sing that and we try and create that Achdus. But Amaisa, we have it as two separate entities in our lives. We come in a world of a fragmented world, a world which is separate. And then, as Shabbos goes along and we have this Me'en Olam Haba, Me'en Olam Haba is the Me'gula. Me'en Olam Haba is the Achdus of the Guf with the Neshama, with the good Cholent, the Zmiras, the Divrei Torah, and we break it all together. We come to something on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is called Havdalah. We don't come to something on Mitzvah Shabbos, which is called Hafrada. Hamavdil bin Kodesh L'chol, bin Ur L'cheshach, bin Yisrael L'amin, is the understanding of Havdalah of differentiation, but not separation. And although the Olam Haba that we go to today, and until the Yom HaMashiach, The Olam Haba that we go to is one where the neshama is separated from the guf. The ultimate, which we're waiting for, is the guf and the neshama, is the Tchias HaMesim. Why? L'chair, it should be that if the neshama is the healing thing and the guf is so nidrik, then l'chair, we should be waiting for a time. The ideal should be where the neshama says the Ramchal, that no, the ideal really is that the neshama, here in this world, we have the guf in the driving seat and the neshama sits next to us. The ideal is the neshama's in the driving seat and the guf sits next to us. But that the guf is very much there is the ultimate. That is really what we're aiming for. That is really what geula is. What is havdalah? Hamavdal bein kodesh l'chol bein ol l'chishach bein yisroel l'amin. What is it? It's that very brokenness. It's those very tears that we cry, which are the ones which bring the geula. It's in the very point of darkness that a person's crying in that relationship somewhere where he feels so far away. He feels he's got nothing. It's that very emptiness that so many people feel today. They're going to the explanatory kinnas. They're trying to say, people say, we never used to have this. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to connect to something. That very distance is what creates closeness. It's the understanding that paradoxically, the aura of geula is found in Havdalah. And as this year, Tisha B'Av starts with the Moitza Shabbos, straight after Shabbos, it's an even greater opportunity to experience this in our lives. What do I mean? What I mean is that for so many people in the world, and even ourselves, we're missing that feeling of Reacha with Rebbeinu Shleilo. We're missing that feeling of identity. And we think, and last week when there was this big sports thing going on, then I was in someone's house, and not a from Yid, and he said to me, he's buying 7 tickets for the game. Do I want to come with? Now, I've never been to a football game, but I knew that this one was a historic one. And I thought to myself, for a second, you know, it's quite a big thing to go to the game. On the other hand, I've never been, and there was something that didn't sit right. So I said to him, it's okay, I'm not going to go. And I was thinking the whole Shabbos, like I told people that, you know, I had this opportunity. He said, you're mad, what is it? But when you watch a football game, what you see is that everyone there is singing a song. Mamish like a kehillah, that's what it's like. It's like the lahavdil, like they're trying to tap into that which we have every Shabbos, this idea of kehillah. But at the same time, what you're singing is their song. You're singing their identity. It's the Yoshua by Goyim. You're singing their song. It's like the idea that they lost. I told my children, I'm so happy. Okay, he's careful on this to be on the record, but I'm so happy that they lost, because in the 90s, can you imagine the celebration and the Yidden celebrating, wow, look, we won, we didn't win, it's nothing to do with us. The England is our host country, and it's amazing what that they host us, it's amazing that we're so grateful, but it's not us, it's not our song, it's not us. This is the lesson of the 9 days, it's the Yoshua Goyim Lo Motza Manoach, is that the real Manoach is found in the Reach of the Rebbeinu Shleilom. And yes, we can live in this world, and yes, we can live in the darkness, and the light that shines against that darkness, and yes, we can have the guf in the car. But we have to know who's in the driving seat. By me going to that game, I'd have put the guf in the driving seat. The job is not, the idea is not to say, oh, I don't know what game, I never heard anything. Maybe that's on a certain level, but even if a person's in a situation where he understands what's going on, even if, let's say, they watch the game, the shayla is this our identity? Is this who we are? Or do we have a different idea of what it means to come home? And that is what the reality is of, as Tisha B'Av comes to this way, Shabbos, what we can tap into. The idea of the distance that we feel from Reacha, but the idea of what it means to really be Yoshua, to really have the yeshiva. Where is that place that we're coming home? And if we feel that distance, we feel that darkness, when people, some people, they switch the lights off, when they make Havdalah, they switch of the intertwined flames. We take the two flames that were shown as Zohar, you have to have a minimum of 2 wicks. The light needs to be that zusammenkeit of Ur and Cheshech. And it's fakir, the greater the Cheshech, the even greater the Ur. The opportunity that we have to bring Mashiach now is because the world is darker than ever, which means that the Ur will be even greater than ever. And that is what we hope and we daven for and we pray for and And what we're expecting, Be'ez Hashem, is to be able to bring that over the Geula, and that we should, Be'ez Hashem, be in Yerushalayim HaBanuya. We should really come home, Be'ez Hashem, before Tisha B'Av, and we'll see you there, Be'ez Hashem, the Geula, Shleima, V'ez Mashiach, Zekeinu.